You will hear each recording twice.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Beat the Brands. Today we've got Rick Davis in the studio with us to give us some ideas about how to get the most out of games consoles. Rick.
Yes, well, as everyone knows, the manufacturers of games consoles want to keep the prices of their products as high as possible. The consoles get to their real, natural price about 6 months after they come out on the market. This is a reduction of more or less 25%. After a year, they can fall to about half their original price. So if you want to buy a new games console, it's better to wait until the prices come down.
Right. Any other tips?
Well, another problem is that the new console might not actually be successful with the public. If this happens, software companies will stop making games for it, and you could have a nice new console, but no games to play on it. I suggest you wait for a year after the console is out on the market. That way you'll be able to decide if it is a good product to buy or not. And if it is, you'll get it at a much better price.
And what about new games?
It's the same issue. Software companies invest a lot of money in advertising new games, and they're much more expensive when they first come out. If you wait for a while, you can read people's reviews on the internet or in your favourite games magazines to see if the game really is as good as the advert says it is.
Is it better to buy used games then?
I would say yes. The price is often less than half the price of the new game. You can also sell your own games once you've finished with them to help you pay for a new one. My advice is to sell as fast as possible to get the best price for your games.
Thanks, Rick.
Now, listen again.
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Beat the Brands. Today, we've got Rick Davis in the studio with us to give us some ideas about how to get the most out of games consoles. Rick.
Yes, well, as everyone knows, the manufacturers of games consoles want to keep the prices of their products as high as possible. The consoles get to their real, natural price about 6 months after they come out on the market. This is a reduction of more or less 25%. After a year, they can fall to about half their original price. So if you want to buy a new games console, it's better to wait until the prices come down.
Right. Any other tips?
Well, another problem is that the new console might not actually be successful with the public. If this happens, software companies will stop making games for it, and you could have a nice new console, but no games to play on it. I suggest you wait for a year after the console is out on the market. That way you'll be able to decide if it is a good product to buy or not. And if it is, you'll get it at a much better price.
And what about new games?
It's the same issue. Software companies invest a lot of money in advertising new games, and they're much more expensive when they first come out. If you wait for a while, you can read people's reviews on the internet or in your favourite games magazines to see if the game really is as good as the advert says it is.
Is it better to buy used games then?
I would say yes. The price is often less than half the price of the new game. You can also sell your own games once you've finished with them to help you pay for a new one. My advice is to sell as fast as possible to get the best price for your games.
Thanks, Rick.
That is the end of part one. You will hear the recording twice.
Good morning, Staker Supplies. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm phoning about an order my company placed with you. Some of it hasn't arrived.
Can I check the details? What's the name of your company?
Sinclair Insurance. Sinclair.
And your address, please?
Yes, it's 15 River House, Borough High Street, Wilmhurst.
Uh-huh, got that.
Do you want the postcode?
Yes, please.
WH17BZ.
Thanks. When was the delivery expected?
It was ordered on the 17th of October, and we were told it would arrive on the 19th. There were some R3 staples, several boxes of paper clips, 36 packs of A3 paper, but 35 packs of A4 paper haven't arrived.
I'll just see what's happened.
Thank you. If it's any use to you, the total cost quoted was £246.
Ah, yes, here it is. Ah, I'm terribly sorry, but there have been some problems because of staff illness in the packing department. I'm afraid there are no more deliveries today, but we could deliver tomorrow morning, Saturday the 21st.
We're closed on Saturdays. Could you make it Monday?
Certainly. So they'll be delivered to you on the morning of the 23rd.
Thank you very much.
Now listen to the recording again.
Good morning, Staker Supplies. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm phoning about an order my company placed with you. Some of it hasn't arrived.
Can I check the details? What's the name of your company?
Sinclair Insurance. Sinclair.
And your address, please?
Yes, it's 15 River House, Borough High Street, Wilmhurst.
Uh-huh, got that.
Do you want the postcode?
Yes, please.
WH17BZ.
Thanks. When was the delivery expected?
It was ordered on the 17th of October, and we were told it would arrive on the 19th. There were some R3 staples, several boxes of paper clips, 36 packs of A3 paper, but 35 packs of A4 paper haven't arrived.
I'll just see what's happened.
Thank you. If it's any use to you, the total cost quoted was £246.
Ah, yes, here it is. Ah, I'm terribly sorry, but there have been some problems because of staff illness in the packing department. I'm afraid there are no more deliveries today, but we could deliver tomorrow morning, Saturday the 21st.
We're closed on Saturdays. Could you make it Monday?
Certainly. So they'll be delivered to you on the morning of the 23rd.
Thank you very much.
That is the end of part two. You will hear the recording twice.
And now it's time for our regular feature, Out and About. This week, I had a look at the new ocean terminal in Leith. There's been a lot of talk about it recently. This is the biggest shopping centre ever to be built in Edinburgh. In fact, there are more shops there than there are on Princess Street. So, first of all, how do you get there? Well, they say it's only 10 minutes from Princes Street by car, but that depends on the traffic. It took me a lot longer, and it might have been quicker by bus. There are about 6 buses that go there. Just look for Ocean Terminal on the front. When you go into the building, the first impression you get is of space. The ceilings are high, and there's lots of light from the huge windows. Also, there's a reception desk just inside the entrance, and I found them very helpful. The building is on 3 floors, and the top floor has lots of cafes and restaurants. I chose a coffee from the list of about 10 types available and just sat and looked out over the harbour and the sea. Also, on the top floor is the entrance to the 12-screen cinema. Very futuristic. And of course, there's also the Royal Yacht Britannia. She's been in another part of the docks for a couple of years. Just recently, they moved her to her permanent home in the harbour behind the building. Before that, they made some major changes. And now the crew's living space is open to the public. So you can contrast life upstairs and downstairs. Again, you enter from the second floor, and I suppose you go down in a lift. I didn't check, but I spent some time in the shop. They've got all the usual tourist stuff, Britannia t-shirts, key rings, teddy bears and so on. But the whole presentation was very slick and professional. So that's about it. It's all quite new, but I liked it more than the average shopping centre. It's well designed, very pleasant to walk around, and the location is interesting. All around it, there are new buildings going up. Leith is changing very fast, and it's a good place to visit. Next week, I'll be going a little further out of town. I hope you can join me then.
Now listen again.
And now it's time for our regular feature, Out and About. This week, I had a look at the new ocean terminal in Leith. There's been a lot of talk about it recently. This is the biggest shopping centre ever to be built in Edinburgh. In fact, there are more shops there than there are on Princess Street. So, first of all, how do you get there? Well, they say it's only 10 minutes from Princess Street by car. But that depends on the traffic. It took me a lot longer, and it might have been quicker by bus. There are about 6 buses that go there. Just look for Ocean Terminal on the front. When you go into the building, the first impression you get is of space. The ceilings are high, and there's lots of light from the huge windows. Also, there's a reception desk just inside the entrance, and I found them very helpful. The building is on 3 floors, and the top floor has lots of cafes and restaurants. I chose a coffee from the list of about 10 types available and just sat and looked out over the harbour and the sea. Also, on the top floor is the entrance to the 12-screen cinema. Very futuristic. And of course, there's also the Royal Yacht Britannia. She's been in another part of the docks for a couple of years. Just recently, they moved her to her permanent home in the harbour behind the building. Before that, they made some major changes. And now the crew's living space is open to the public. So you can contrast life upstairs and downstairs. Again, you enter from the second floor, and I suppose you go down in a lift. I didn't check, but I spent some time in the shop. They've got all the usual tourist stuff, Britannia t-shirts, key rings, teddy bears and so on. But the whole presentation was very slick and professional. So that's about it. It's all quite new, but I liked it more than the average shopping centre. It's well designed, very pleasant to walk around, and the location is interesting. All around it, there are new buildings going up. Leith is changing very fast, and it's a good place to visit. Next week, I'll be going a little further out of town. I hope you can join me then.
That is the end of part 3. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Isoon. It's Elaine here. Look, I'm going to take my kids to the museum tomorrow afternoon. I just wondered, with the holidays, maybe yours are getting a bit bored. Would you like me to take them too? Bye.
Mrs. Allison, this is Cameron Opticians. Your new contact lenses have arrived. Would you like to call in and collect them? If that isn't convenient, we can post them out to you.
Hello, Mrs. Ellison. It's Jackie here. My mum says you'd like me to babysit Arthur and Teresa on Friday night. That'll be fine. I'll be there before 7. Bye!
Mrs. Ellison, this is Dr. Roberts. Mrs. Aiken has just rung in to say she's got flu. She won't be able to teach her class tomorrow evening. I could cancel it, of course, but I wondered if you were free. They're beginners, a small group. Usual time, 7 to 8:45. But I'd need to know today. Can you ring me back as soon as possible?
Mrs. Allison, Tony here at Diamond Car Rental. Look, it may be too late, but we can get you a car for Saturday. We've had a cancellation. It's a Toyota Corolla, as you wanted, but it's a 5-door, not a 3-door. Can you ring me back as soon as possible if you're interested?
Now, listen again.
Hi, Isoon. It's Elaine here. Look, I'm going to take my kids to the museum tomorrow afternoon. I just wondered, with the holidays, maybe yours are getting a bit bored. Would you like me to take them too? Bye.
Mrs. Allison, this is Cameron Opticians. Your new contact lenses have arrived. Would you like to call in and collect them? If that isn't convenient, we can post them out to you.
Hello, Mrs. Allison. It's Jackie here. My mum says you'd like me to babysit Arthur and Teresa on Friday night. That'll be fine. I'll be there before 7. Bye!
Mrs. Allison, this is Dr. Roberts. Mrs. Aiken has just rung in to say she's got flu. She won't be able to teach her class tomorrow evening. I could cancel it, of course, but I wondered if you were free. They're beginners, a small group. Usual time, 7 to 8:45. But I'd need to know today. Can you ring me back as soon as possible?
Mrs. Allison, Tony here at Diamond Car Rental. Look, it may be too late, but we can get you a car for Saturday. We've had a cancellation. It's a Toyota Corolla, as you wanted, but it's a 5-door, not a 3-door. Can you ring me back as soon as possible if you're interested?
That is the end of the test.